so.
How was that? The lighting show wasn't too good. So, hi, I'm Kent Anderson. I'm work as the CEO and publisher of the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery. In my spare time, I'm the editor-in-chief of the Scholarly Kitchen. And I'm just going to go through a little bit to intro, and then we're going to get right into some substantive things. I can also say that, quite frankly, and I keep this in mind during the next 2 days, that we blog a lot, almost every weekday, and doing a blog post is a lot easier than giving a talk. So, A, have to travel to give a talk. That means flying American Airlines. It means having your luggage lost, so on and so forth. And getting here. So as you go through and listen to speakers, please realize how much work goes into giving a talk. Luckily, not much work went into this. So Scholarly Kitchen started in February of 2008. Former president of the Society for Scholarly Publishing, Sue Tesner, stopped by one day when I was in the New England Journal of Medicine and said, we don't know how to get information out about research. And I was enamored with blogs at the time, as both technology and social, and their social impact. And I also had a very nice boss who at the time allowed me to indulge in this. And so thank you for that. Now, today, minutes ago, we published our 800th post, Michael Parks. We've had more than 500,000 views, and we've had more than 4,000 comments. We have about 8 comments per post, or 6 comments per post. But that's very high. This is a very social blog. This is not just a broadcast blog. We have a lot of comments, and we deal with those a lot. We publish in 28 categories. We probably need to revisit that. We've used more than 1,500 tags to describe the content. We have more than 1,000 email subscribers. More than 2,000 feed subscribers, and earlier this year we were nominated for a Webby as one of the best business blogs alongside New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Mashable, and others. And, you know, it was very nice to be nominated for a Webby. In fact,
it's an honor to have to be nominated.
Because we didn't win. Yes, and thank you for all the votes, though. We did finish a strong third. We almost beat the New York Times. We did beat the Wall Street Journal. So we beat Rupert Murdoch. At least the best of just to give you an idea, we had a food fight for the Scholarly Kitchen back in May in San Francisco. And the data back then, we had, since May, we've published, or early June, we've published another 70 posts. We've had more than 100,000 views since that time, more than 900 additional comments, used a couple hundred extra tags, added to our email list. So you can see the growth is pretty rapid. In fact, the first 6 months was pretty sparse, but we've grown quite a bit. And you can see the list of bloggers over here, a wonderful group of people. And I personally feel very fortunate that I get to read all of their things before anybody else. Fantastic. We've got some great things coming up. This is my favorite button. It's a very powerful button. I get to push it on behalf of Michael and David. I get to push it on behalf of the rest. And when you push it for yourself after you've worked hard on a post, and we work really hard on a post. We edit them quite a bit, many, many times over. In fact, most times these guys work on it offline, then bring it online. And we usually go back and forth a couple of times after that. But when you hit this button, there's that moment when you feel like Captain Kirk. I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the sound of how awesome I am. Did I mention then you get comments? So this doesn't last very long. Just to give you a little bit of a taste and warm up your minds, because we want to have this be an interactive session, I'm just going to take you through some of the posts. And you just think about the topics, read the headlines. You know, we've covered disruption. We go on site a lot, and we actually write from meetings. We won't be writing from this one, because we're too busy presenting. But, you know, here's Clay Shirky at Enphase. We write about disruption. We do April Fool's posts. We love doing April Fool's posts. Do you have any ideas for next year? We cover things as they happen. You know, we have people in academia. We can cover that. Michael did a great multi-part series from Sides Boot Camp. Outside the industry, but still relevant because our industry is becoming more and more like publishing writ large and not a little backwater. We are critical of open access assertions. That does not make us popular with people who want open access to have no critical evaluation. But we are critical of it. Basically, because boosters and invites it. Culture and technology and those that balance is something we often find ourselves at interface dealing with. Think presentations at other meetings here as one at CSE. We'll evaluate those. We try to be quick. If here was a case where Stephen Harnad was trying to dominate a debate and call them out on it. We're fans of a lot of what goes on in our industry. We make observations that might escape because they're too obvious. We'll argue certain points of view. We'll be critical. And if they get 96 comments, in addition to being called names. We love our industry. We want to remind people that we're in a fascinating time for what we do. Social media is happening. Web 2.0 is happening. How relevant are they? We'll talk about those. And just in the month of August, we talked about open access experiments and funding, the Pepsi blog scandal, and what it might mean in a more fundamental sense. David's great folks on George in peer review. Quickly covered an assertion that if you have a longer reference list, you get greater impact factor. Pull that out of the water. Quickly covered the Journal of Neurosciences decision to stop publishing supplemental data, what that might mean. Larger issues like the end of the book. And can't we have any more fun? Because the blogosphere is certainly a serious place. One of the more notorious posts that we did was back in 2009, where we had submitted two papers to Author K's journal that had been soliciting us for papers, even though we had no domain expertise in the areas they were soliciting us for papers. And so we put together two fake papers using software at MIT called SciGen, which were put together grammatically correct but completely conceptually nonsensical papers in computer science. And so we submitted those, Phil Davis and I, using different names. But we tried to tip them off. We said we were working at the Center for Research in Applied Phrenology. Which, when you bring it down, then our center was called CRAP. So not only is it a pseudoscience, but we really tried to make it clear. The first paper was softly rejected. Okay. The second paper was accepted with a bill for $800. And I want to talk a little bit about why blogs are important. They fit with society's goals, and I think our society's goals in particular, which is let's get it right, let's get a closer approximation of truth, and let's argue, because I think that's an important part of the answers. They factor into important events, they can make the news. They showcase hidden experts. I think we've seen with everyone who blogs on this that these are experts that Scholarly Kitchen has unearthed. They level the media playing field. We now can compete with other players that have bigger names. We watch the watchdogs. Remember, these journals are supposed to be the watchdogs of quality. And we can investigate more than mainstream media. So we publish this post, and lo and behold, all of those things come true. We make the news. We're watching the watchdog. Editor quits. We get lots of cover. So fundamentally, this is why I care so much about is because we're actually, I think, doing good. So today, we're going to try and have a lively session. So please participate. We're going to do that by provoking you with three talks. And then there's going to be a lightning round. Okay? So David Prati is going to go first, talking about the working social science. Michael Parr is going to talk about disruption and unpredictability. I'm going to talk about the true cost of digital publishing. There's going to be about 10-minute presentation, about 10 minutes of Q&A. We're going to interrupt each other. We've already identified objects that we can safely throw at each other. And some that might be a little more, yeah, okay, yeah. He's already made a Molotov cocktail out of it. And then we have a lightning round at the end, all right? So without further ado, I'd like to invite my fellow blogger, David Prati, up. And...